it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going Devin Smith. Got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
Oh, happy Monday to all you fine Buckeye fans. Oh, it's good to be here. I'm Timmy Hall. The Bode Man is back there. It's like we got the band back together again. And sitting to my right, the one, the only, my friend and yours, Tyvis Powell.
Hello, Timothy.
Nice to see you made it.
Y'all need to cut that out.
Thank you so much for showing up.
First of all, I want the world to know that I got here at 5:44 to be exact.
I wouldn't be bragging about that.
Just saying.
For a 6 o'clock show. That's a lot of hardcore prep time that you put in, Tyvis.
Let me tell you something. All right. There's a couple of reasons that I'm a little bit later than I'm normally usually getting here. Because for some odd reason, so I live in Lewis Center, and when I leave, there's 3 ways that you could take to get here.
Oh, here we go, Bodie. We're going to talk about the route to get down here. Like it isn't 5 o'clock or something in a big city.
So the simple way, if you don't know no better, the simple way is take 23. You go down to 23, you get on 315.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Okay. But that way is like,
oh, it's jammed.
Yeah.
Oh,
I stopped going that way. The next way you could take is you can go
315.
You can go 315. You go to Home Road, go to 315 and take it all the way down. People started getting hip to that way.
Brutal.
So
clogged.
So I said,
Skyway's jammed.
So I started going down South Old State, like going past Polaris. Then I cut across 23, and then I'm right at 315. That's the new way that I've been taking. But everybody today went that way, and it was unbelievable. I left the house at 4:45.
Look, I've been trying to tell you this for years, right? And for the most part, Tyvis is good. Tyvis will be in here, what would you say, Bodie? Like 5 o'clock-ish? Maybe between 5 and 5:15.
Yeah, I would say 5:30 at the latest.
Which is pretty good. Pretty good for those that I've worked with throughout my entire career.
It's great for some of the people who work here.
Sounds crazy to say, right? Like it's pretty good for those that I've worked with.
Saturday morning, tea to green, Timmy. You smoked me, Tyvis. I got here at like 8:53.
The Cap City Marathon
was going on. I just couldn't get around Columbus. Now, fortunately, Jacob was here, so he got Skip all set up and whatnot. I did maybe my worst Sports Center update ever, maybe my best. I don't know. Okay. I basically was just reading off my ESPN phone on my app.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to that. And if it's gold, we'll get that ready for tomorrow. But I've always wanted you to come here. Like, if you've got other work to do, get in here. Get situated. We got the lounge area right there. Yeah. I've even got, since so many people have been dropping like flies, like we lost Hayden like 2 years ago. We didn't replace his desk. H. And now Dave Holmes at 10TV is gone. So we got multiple desks in my little cub. What am I trying to say? Hub. Yeah. The little desk hub in there.
Yeah.
So the desk right next to mine, it could be yours. You can just set your laptop there, your iPad. You could get your, you know, the end of your other work done. We could chit chat.
Those are for employees.
I consider you, you know, not just an employee, but a friend. And I would want that. I would want that extra time with you.
I actually had to turn down another job that I had to do because they wanted to do it at 5 o'clock, but I knew I'd be traveling. So I said I couldn't do it because I had to be on a laptop sitting down. But if I would have came earlier, I could have just did it right there.
I will end beating Tyvis like a drum with this. He is actually working 7 straight days for us and possibly more because I don't even have next week's schedule living in my mind. But I was staring at all of this week's today before the show, and he is working a show every single week for us. Tonight, tomorrow night, Buckeye Show. Wednesday, Rothman and Ice. Thursday, Friday, Buckeye Show. Fan Sports Saturday, Fan Sports Sunday. All 7 days. No days off. And he's got four other jobs. He just keeps piling it on his plate.
Somebody got to do it, too.
Somebody had to do it.
So it was like you was in a pinch. You needed somebody to come save you. And I said, I got you. What you need?
I just need the smile. I need the smile. I don't know what it is.
I got you.
I need the smile, man. Let's get it rolling. What did you think about the draft and where these Buckeyes went? You had previously said to me before we locked our predictions, you said four. Your gut reaction was four. Mm-hmm. You upped it to five when we did our draft special. And then I one-upped you to six. I should have gone one under to four.
Yeah.
But you knew it was going to be those four. And then you decided to throw an extra on. But sure enough, we had also wondered if a Bengal or Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that there weren't a lot of opportunities because only four went. But sure enough, Mike Hall Jr. stays in Northern Ohio and he's going to the Browns.
So the funny thing about that is when I do the Browns coverage and I'm doing the draft coverage.
Sure.
Dane Brugler sends them the packet of like all the players that's at that position and what round they should go in. So when
just
I
just his projections.
Yeah.
Right?
So what's funny is I looked at what I said when I said five. I went and looked at the other Buckeyes. Like where does Dane got them projected?
Uh-huh.
And he had Mayan projected to get drafted.
Really?
He
hasn't even signed yet. Unless you saw something.
I don't think I seen it. He had who else was it?
Steel Chambers, Josh Proctor.
Josh Proctor was supposed
Xavier
to get
Xavier Johnson
signed.
Will be the other guys that could have gone.
I think, so those two weren't.
And Sam Wigloose, if we can claim him from Ohio U.
So I had seen two of them. So I was like, okay, so potentially six people might get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that would help me win my thing. But then it was four. Mike Hall going to the Browns, though, I was happy for that. I was like, yeah, you get to stay in Northeastern Ohio. I got to talk to him on the phone after he got drafted because he called in to the Browns radio network. And I told him my question was, in the fall, you're going to look over and you're going to see Miles, Za'Darius, and Dalvin. What goes through your mind? And he just started laughing because it's ridiculous. Like, that's ridiculous to have that good of a pass rush. So I was excited for him there. Tommy going to the Raiders. Love that. I think Chris Ash is still there, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100% sure. He was there last year. So, you know, it'd be nice to have another Buckeye coach there. Who else am I missing? Cade reuniting with CJ. That was like the best case scenario for him. I know they got Dalton Schultz, but you know, that chemistry is there naturally with CJ. So that's nice to give him another Buckeye weapon. And who was last? Who am I missing?
Well, we have Tommy, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh,
Tommy, Cade, yeah. Mike Hall. And fourth overall, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
I mean, he's in a great situation. He's going to be the number one guy. They got a tight end, so he'll get help on that one. Once Kyler Murray gets healthy, he can make all the throws. The good news is Kyler Murray has already dealt with a receiver like him and DeAndre Hopkins.
Sure.
You know, he's able to get him the ball. And I think Marvin is a little bit more explosive than D-Hop was. D-Hop just had a great catch radius, which Marvin has. But I think explosive-wise, Marvin will be better there. So I think Kyler will do a great job of getting him the ball. He'll be the focus point, and they'll be good there.
By the way, guys, an old favorite segment of ours is back starting today. At 6:24, Buckeye leaves. Always love that one. It's the perfect kind of Monday segment, so all three of us can play along as we hand them out. But the one thing I kept coming back to with Marvin Harrison Jr. and Tyvus, you would hear this a lot when you're doing your draft, you know, analysis, and that it's better to go later, right? You get yourself on a team that's more equipped to go and make a run.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's a catch-22, right? Because you want to be a high draft pick for legacy, right?
Yeah.
And that just proves how good you are. There's some bragging rights about that. And you get paid a lot more off the top. But the one area, for the one position where I find that a little funny when you talk about it, is when it's a wide receiver. Because we talk about, you want to be surrounded or you want to have talent around you. Well, in Marvin's case, he is the talent.
Yeah.
He's going to that team. And I think that instantly changes their offense. Yeah. Kyler Murray is waiting for a guy like that.
Yeah.
So he can get back and going with his career and get it on the right plane again.
Well, they did a good job in the draft because I think they ended up getting another tight end. They ended up getting a running back and they ended up getting some offensive linemen. So if all of them come in and contribute, which is going to take them a while, everybody's going to hit a rookie wall. Marvin might not, but the rest of them may hit the rookie wall. So once they get them, they establish themselves and understand what they're good at, you know, and they figure out that offense, they'll be fine. I think they have enough talent to be fine this year.
Mike Hall was, it's so cool. You love it when guys actually get to live out their dream and, you know, play professional football right near their hometown. And he's got that opportunity with the Browns and they get him in, they draft him, they get him in and they meet with the media. And right away, Hall was talking about how thrilling that is to be up there.
Being with my hometown team has just been a blessing come true. You know, it's the greatest feeling ever. You know, I feel like, I mean, everybody wants to stay home, but you know, sometimes it's not a reality, but yeah, waking up this morning is an actual reality. Like, I mean, waking up as a Cleveland Brown, it's insane. I talked about this with my family, friends, ever since I played football, you know, at the age of six.
Streetsboro, you know, as soon as he got into the mix at Ohio State, he just started to wow us. He just instantly started to make your head turn with how high his energy was, just how fierce he was, you know, playing that interior defensive line spot. So really cool to see. It is a brand new week and a brand new day on the Buckeye Show. We've got a very exciting new thing to share with all of you guys. If you're paying attention on social media, you might know this, but that's coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
If you consider yourself a Buckeye fan, you've come to the right place. This is your heritage sports talker and home of Ohio State Athletics, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call The Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Bobby Carpenter once sold workout equipment on QVC Canada.
There's no joke here. That actually happened.
Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. The home of Big Ten championships and future first rounders. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus. Here on a nice Monday with all you fine Buckeye fans. Got to tell you something big. But first, I also have to tell you about something big. My friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Yes, you know, I've been seeing them for the low testosterone treatment, and what a help. What a help. What a wonder, I tell you, it's been for me. Because you see, if you're like most guys, treating your low T, it could really change the way you feel about super terrific, happy, fun time. It can. It can do those things for you. It can give you back the flame and the desire that is so important when you love someone. You know what I'm talking about. So give them a call at 800-900-9654 or head to tristatemenshealth.com. You can take a low T quiz. You can see if you fit that description. If you're like me, it's like you get home from work every day and you're just tired and you just had no energy to do anything, let alone that. Like you're just waiting to, you know, sit back on the sectional couch and fall asleep while, you know, reruns are rolling. That's what it was like. And you can't do anything about this because you're early to mid-30s. You just start losing 2 to 3% of your testosterone. You lose that production every year, and you don't get it back if you get some of this treatment. So do it. Take the quiz. First appointment, $99. The medical consult, that's there. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of the appointment, your visit is free. So see what Tri-State Men's Health can do for you. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. So, Tyvus, this is very exciting. We have decided to open up. This is no lie. This is actually, I had this program that is called Ring Central. Maybe some people have this that have office jobs all across the country, all across our fair city, whatever. And it wasn't getting used much because we communicate through text and cell phone and email. And we've got other, you know, social media. We've got all these lines, these forms of communication here. And not a whole lot was getting used here. And about a month or two back, somebody called the phone that I guess was listed. My desk number was listed on the website somewhere. I don't even know where it was listed. And this guy named Scotty Moe just called us up and he was talking about Buckeye basketball. And he was complimenting my coverage of the pre and the post game shows throughout this tumultuous, Buckeye hoop season.
Okay.
And he just left a really pleasant and funny call. He was like, yo, this is Scotty Moe. Timmy Hall, thanks for doing what you did. And he just went on and on and on and said, you know, it's been a rough year, but you've been there after every single game doing your best to keep things upbeat, to keep things positive, but being critical at the same time. I was like, that's very nice. He didn't actually leave a number, you know, and yeah. I didn't know a way to like actually get the caller ID pulled up because I'm stupid and I don't hardly know how to access this thing. Mm-hmm. Well, I learned how to access it.
Okay. You called
and
him back?
So, what? No. Hear me out. I have now switched the voicemail so it leaves a disclaimer to all of you guys out there, all of you fans of the show. So if you want to leave us a message, I know this will really get fun when football season comes back around, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where the Monday, Reaction Monday, oh, yeah. Or, you know, the when you're watching the game, as soon as something happens, you could just call it up, leave a voicemail, and however many we get, we will try to incorporate the ones that we think deserve it or worthy, and we can put them on the show. But 614-460-2896, that will be the new Buckeye Show voicemail. So we got a voicemail.
Eager to hear those.
Yeah, so that's there. I posted a couple of graphics on the Buckeye Show account and my own account on Twitter and X, and it's there. This was just a couple of examples of what that would sound like when you call the voicemail and you heard something, you want to make fun of something, you leave us a little message.
That Timmy Hall is a stupid idiot, and he never knows what he's talking about, and all your track jackets suck, man.
So, you know, that's a little bit of how it could go. Maybe you call. Maybe you don't care for me too much, but you're a fan of Tyvus.
Now, even though I don't like that Timmy Hall guy, I really, 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 really love Tyvus Powell. I don't think he's gained too much weight from his playing days, and I think he should eat all the bread in the world. I would even like to feed him that bread. All the bread in the world.
So there you go. You know, I don't know why that caller sounds like Adam Sandler. Why is it that way?
He sounds like Adam Sandler off The Water Boy.
Why does he sound that way? So there you go, everybody. 614-460-2896. And whenever something pops into your head, just leave us a voicemail. And that's how it goes.
There's going to be a bunch of people that's going to say they want to go on a keto diet with me.
Yeah, the diets are going to be crazy, right? If you listen to Tyvus, you want to follow what he's doing, tell us about it.
I want to just eat just protein. That's it. Just meat.
All right. Ready to hand out some leaves, boys?
I am.
All right. Here we go.
It's time to hand out some Buckeye leaves.
Oh, you know what? Just hearing that music bed again, it really takes you back. So, we had a lot happen over the weekend. Obviously, the NFL draft, but also a lot going on around the block. Oh, Tyvus, anything there to go to the Buckeyes and some of these other sports?
Oh, yes. We had our Big Ten tournament where the men's tennis team beat the team up north.
They did.
4-1.
That they did.
To win the Big Ten this year, and they beat them 3 times this year alone. So, anytime you get a win over the Wolverines, I mean, that's a day of celebration, and you deserve more than one Buckeye Leaf for that.
Well, I also think I'll give a Buckeye Leaf to Neil Shipley for the Ohio State men's golf team. We talked about, you know, what a crazy time it can be in the sport of golf, where he does what he does at Augusta, and he goes, what we say, he was 12 over. He was the only am to make the cut, so he was the low am, and he was 12 over par in 4 rounds, 72 holes at Augusta. He comes back and he's 14 over in 3 rounds at the Ohio State Golf Club at the Scarlet Course,
right,
for the Kepler. So
yeah.
That's how much of a bear that course can be. Well, they were in the Big Ten Championships. The team finished 5th, so I know they wanted to do a little bit better. But Neil Shipley did lead the way for Ohio State, and that got him a top 20 finish. He had a final round 74, finished 5th at 7 over par. So there you go. He led 3 Buckeyes, excuse me, that finished in the top 20. Shipley finished 5th. So top 5s, really good in the Big Ten Championships. Buckeye Leaf, Neil Shipley.
Guys, they say if you can't be good, you might as well be entertaining. Nobody lives up to that mantra more than our America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. Come on home, Zeke. Come on home, buddy. I wish it was 2016 again, because that season was so much fun when you and Dak were lighting up the league as rookies. I don't know if Zeke's legs are going to look like what they did in 2016 this year, but hey, why not? We didn't draft a running back. We basically got nobody else in the room besides a bunch of kind of Jags, as Tyvus likes to call them, just another guy.
Just the guys.
Why not come on home, Zeke?
Nice homecoming.
How?
Is the 21 jersey available?
It should be, yeah. Why not? And he could probably pay to get it from somebody
if
it's not.
Is he for sure? So we don't know if he's going to get that number back?
I mean, I have to imagine.
Do you know who number 21 is?
He might want 15.
Off the top of my head, I don't.
Whenever is Tony Pollard?
Oh, he left.
He's gone.
That's right. He's gone.
He might want 15.
Yeah, go back to Ohio State.
He had switched when he was in New England to 15, and I swear, on his post before he left Dallas, he said he wanted to go back to 15. So maybe
he can get that too if he wants.
I gotta say, Anthony Edwards for the Minnesota Timberwolves, as they swept out the Phoenix Suns. Don't do a whole lot of NBA love there.
You should have gave it to Mike Conley.
Mike Conley. Well, go ahead.
He's there. Mike Conley. I don't know if he was having a great series, but to sweep.
Well, he was 2 for 10 in that last game, but Mike Conley is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's Mike Conley.
He's one of the best Buckeye basketball players ever in the NBA. He had a pretty good series. I'm looking at it right now. He had 18 in game 2, 15 in game 3, and had 10 points in game 4. He's getting the job done for them. But no, just an incredible job by Anthony Edwards with a 40-point effort as they swept him out.
And so, Zeke can get 21. He can't get 15. Trey Lance has it.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
He's the future.
They might have to retire the number
if
now.
If Dak don't stay, Trey Lance is supposedly the heir to the throne.
Oh, all right. Screwed. Buckeye leaves back every Monday now. We're going to take a closer look at the offseason storylines for Buckeye football. We're going to digress a little bit. I don't know why I said it like that. Digress a little bit with Tim May of Letterman Row. It's next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Common Man and T-Bone are idiots. You should listen to them anyway.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan, Ohio's idiot destination.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The show that knows how to throw a big, giant Buckeye party. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
All right, Timmy and Tyvus on a nice little Monday. Party on, Tyvus.
Party on, Timothy.
And party on, Boatman. He's working to get Tim May. He says party on. So we're looking for our guy. As we go into the offseason here, we're past the NFL draft, and you know we're going to kind of go over some of the situations and the fits, and we'll do some of those later in the show, too, because we talked about our guys that are drafted, and I know, Tyvus, you were talking a lot the week earlier about the undrafted free agents and how it'd be better to be undrafted than go in that seventh round so you can pick your spot. And we'll do that later in the 7 o'clock hour at 7:33. And we'll take a look at all those fits in those situations. Tim May from Letterman Row, he likes to dial up on this other little thing. So he's got much better than a phone call. Tim, what's going on? And what are you doing right now? What's that noise?
Sound like he's fouling.
I don't know. Just
scratching something.
I've had a little bit of problem getting on Opal here, but I'm live and direct right now, and I'm proud to be on with you two fellas.
Oh, it's
and,
proud to have you.
And by the way, my theory on the undrafted free agent thing is, it sounds well and good, but boy, if somebody's gone out of their way to draft you, it's kind of like getting a scholarship as opposed to being a walk on. You know, you're still going to probably get a little bit of a first preference, but I understand the theory. So,
sure.
You know. It goes from there.
Well, Tim, tell us, you know, we spoke a little bit about Mike Hall and how cool of a story that was to be, you know, the second Buckeye off the board and to go back up near his hometown and play for the Cleveland Browns now. Really cool deal. But aside from him, was there anything in particular that popped off the page about Buckeyes in the NFL draft this weekend?
Yeah, I thought Steel Chambers would get drafted late, you know, probably. And I thought Josh Proctor would too. But I've been a Josh Proctor guy for almost since he showed up from Owosso, Oklahoma. He got the undrafted free agent contract, what with Jacksonville. So he'll get a shot. But, those were the two guys that I thought would go. I knew Xavier Johnson for whatever reason. Xavier Johnson's always got to prove himself plus, you know?
Yeah.
Yet when you look back and the value he brought to Ohio State over the last several years, you know, not the least of which was in that Georgia game, but when they needed a spare part to put on the machine, they just plugged him in no matter what it was, and he delivered. I think that's valuable. That is valuable for an NFL team. And if he passes the speed test, which I think he probably does, I think he's got a chance of making a team just because of his versatility.
Tim, when you look at Marvin Harrison, obviously he went fourth pick to the Cardinals. How do you like that fit, him and Kyler Murray and the rest of what the Arizona Cardinals have going on?
Number one, I'm not a Kyler Murray. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I don't mean I'm not a Kyler Murray fan, the person. I'm not a Kyler Murray fan, the quarterback. There's some limitations there that can't be overlooked, I think, by people, but they continue to overlook them. And mainly just the ability to just stand in the pocket and deliver because, you know, what is he? 5'11 on his tiptoes. And I'm not knocking him for being short, but we're not talking about a point guard here. We're talking about a quarterback. And I know there have been a few successes in that realm, but I just think they're, to a certain extent, they get kind of scrambly with their offense. They have over the years because I think he's a little bit limited in that capacity. With that said, Marvin Harrison Jr. was going to enhance any passing offense he went to. And so he'll enhance the Arizona Cardinals. But, you know, I just would like to see him. I'd like to see a Marvin Harrison Jr. in there with a stand tall, no pun intended, quarterback who just delivers passes and lets Marvin do his thing.
Tim May from Letterman Row is with us here on the Buckeye Show. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest Opal line. He's like his beautiful studio quality right from his home. So Tim, a lot of what this draft is made out to be is the guys that did not actually go. So I ask you, which of the guys that could have definitely been drafted is going to have the biggest impact, in your opinion, for the Buckeyes in 2024?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, Spencer Holbrook and I, the Tim May Show, which comes out in the morning, we discussed that very thing about, you know, four guys in this draft, maybe 40 next year.
Sure. No, I mean, it's going to be something. It's going to be a big number, maybe, right?
But maybe 14 for sure. You know, oh, yeah. I mean, there's a good shot at that. And, you know, I was thinking about that very thing because, what, you know, as you're going down through the smorgasbord, you know, what is your appetite yearning for? Is it yearning for a big time receiver, Emeka Egbuka? Is it yearning for a big time cornerback, Denzel Burke or Davis Enigbenosin? Is it yearning for a pass rush defensive end? Jack Sawyer continued to make strides at the end of the year last year, picked up with that in the spring. JT Tuimoloau is right there. Is it yearning for a defensive tackle? Tyleek Williams and Ty Hamilton are two just to name a few. And then, you know, offensive line, you got Donovan Jackson, who could have gone but opted to come back. You know, it's what do you need? Do you need a safety? You know, Lathan Ransom, I think he's got to go, you know, next year, barring any injury, et cetera. He's coming back from injury. But, and then, you know, maybe linebacker. But, you know, I posit this, that C.J. Hicks, if he plays consistently this year, C.J. Hicks is going to be on a lot of draft boards a year from now. I truly believe because he checks all the boxes except being on the field on a consistent basis. And, you know, of course, Sonny Styles will have that option if he wants to leave. Cody Simon, but Sonny Styles and C.J. Hicks are just different kinds of athletes and football players who will have a lot of interest, I do believe.
Tim, Mayan Williams didn't get drafted, and until our knowledge, I don't think he's signed with a team yet. Do you think that that's medical, or do you think that eventually he gets a shot maybe during camp?
Yeah, I think it's got to be medical because just think about the times we saw him and then we didn't see him the next week. Kind of like a Dallin Hayden, but Dallin Hayden's problem was not getting put into the games. But yeah, I think it's that. And by the way, on that smorgasbord or buffet line I was mentioning a while ago, don't forget Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson in the running back dish. But yeah, I'm curious because, you know, all Mayan did was deliver usually when he was in there. But Tyvus, you know, you've been around the league. You were busy with it all this past week, you know, with the Browns network. Running backs were a dime a dozen as far as the NFL is concerned. I mean, the first running back didn't go to the middle of the second round, if I remember correctly. So, you know, it's really, I think it's a shame the way they actually treat running backs as disposable, almost disposable diapers. I mean, okay, this guy has been used up. Let's get another one in there. And it's, man, too bad.
But that's a rough analogy, but yeah, it ain't wrong. But
it's a rough. Well, I used it with Urban Meyer talking about NFL head coaches. It's all great when they put you on. You're all nice and tight and dry fit and everything. But as soon as you know what comes down, they, rip you off, wad you up, and throw you away. And a little bit. I mean, look, Zeke Elliott going back to the Cowboys, right? I mean, you know, just get some more, get that retread on there and get him back in there, right? I mean, it's an interesting position based on the way it was when I was growing up.
Tim, you got any advice for me? I'd like to say you've been very helpful alerting me when the winds are high and telling me to go to the driving range for this California golf that I've got coming up at the end of the week. I certainly do appreciate that. So just keep the ball low, try to hit the stinger draw, and I should be good, right?
Well, unless the wind's at your back. I mean, ladies and gentlemen,
fly, baby.
Truth in advertising, this man's going to play Pebble Beach and some other affiliated golf course. He's not going out and playing whatever that was I played right after the U.S. Open last year, which I think was under reconstruction. Just nobody's told anybody. But the bottom line is, I think you can't get enough practice in the wind. I mean, just look at that Zurich Classic over the weekend, right? I mean, those guys were dealing with some gusts, and it really decided that golf tournament. But I'm looking out for you, Timbo. I mean, I'm impressed with your game. We had a great time playing in that scramble last week, and I wish you nothing but the best, brother.
Oh, thank you. I got some things to smooth out, but I got some days on the range.
I gotta tell you something real quick.
Oh yeah,
I gotta tell you something real quick. I've got a pine tree that right after we moved here was sort of a sapling, but it blew over in like a rain and then wind event. You know, where we made the ground soft. And it started growing sideways, but then up, and I call that my Pebble Beach tree.
Perfect. That's the tree. That's the famous Tim May Pebble Beach tree right there, all twisted up in the wind until it gets knocked over. All right, buddy. I'll tell you all about it. I sure will. Thanks for coming on.
I know you will. I can count on that part. See you guys. See you, Tavis.
See you later, Tim.
There he goes. Tim May from Letterman Row, Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Look, it's been a fairly slow, but it's been a little bit slow. But Buckeye football had another one enter the portal just yesterday. We're going to talk about the impact. I know Tyvus will have some insights into that specifically. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
We're known for three things: games, conversation, and common man yelling about things only he cares about. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, buyersauto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. We believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Rothman and Ice.
Hey, the guy can play ball, he can play ball. Let's get him on the team. Yeah. Let's forget about all the other stuff. Driving the motorcycle on the field, smoking, drinking, doing what he wants. Guy can play ball, let's get him on the squad.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fashion. Hating Michigan is our favorite national pastime. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus. All you amazing Buckeye fans here tonight. A reminder, we got something new for you now here on the Buckeye Show. It is our Buckeye Show voicemail. So whenever you're getting the itch, you want to leave us something, 614-460-2896. To listen to the lovely message right there, the greeting. I tried to set it for as few rings as possible, so it goes right to the voicemail. I did as much as I could. I tested it. It rings twice, and then it will cut to it.
I actually want to hear it go off.
You should call it on the way home. Wouldn't that be funny if you left us a voicemail, and then we could play it on tomorrow's show while you're driving home?
What's that number again?
I'm not going to tell you. 614-460-2896. I pinned it up at the top of our Buckeye Show Twitter account, so you don't follow us already, you can do that, Twitter and X, at the Buckeye Show. Another way to get in touch with us right here. So, it's funny that the stinger there for, you know, hating Michigan like we do, I gotta tell you, the beginning of that draft on Friday, mm-hmm. I was out. I couldn't watch any of the draft.
Why?
Because they marched the whole entire Michigan, not the whole entire team, but they're in Detroit. I get it. They're doing Michigan things, but they made such a big deal out of carrying the trophy, and the Wolverines are marching down the center alley right there. I couldn't do it anymore. I lost the flavor to watch the draft on Friday night. I'd gotten my fill on Thursday, so I'm not the guy that's watching every single pick that's going off throughout the whole weekend. How are you with that? I know you're on the coverage for some of it, but how much?
The Wolverine thing didn't bother me at all. If you want to see change, they need to fix it over there in the Woody Hayes Athletics.
I agree with that.
That's the only way you're going to change.
You should be forced to watch it.
Yeah.
If you're a Buckeye.
If you don't want to see this, do something about it. That's how I was taught.
Should I have forced myself to eat that?
Sure.
I mean, I did watch it and I hated it.
I mean, you watched it when we was winning. You could watch it when you lose.
I sent a little, you know, post out about that, how... That's it for me. No more draft. I can't. But if it's ruined.
As far as the coverage goes, I mean, it's a long process. The whole thing is just long, the whole draft. And I was really upset day three when I had to do the 3 hours on the radio and I didn't get to the pick. I was so upset about that. Me and Nathan did 3 hours thinking we'd probably get to like round six, and we got to the pick right before the Browns, and we ran out of time.
And then you had to go.
Yeah.
That was all. That's our time.
Yes.
Right as we're about to make an exciting pick.
Yes.
We'll let you know later on in our Browns draft review show, which we'll have for you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock right after the Buckeyes show. It's perfect. Although you're not on that show. It's the one show that you're not on, right?
Isn't that shocking?
It is. It is. But it is interesting, though, how the Brownies started with Mike Hall Jr., and then the very next pick, they get Zach Zinter. He's a really good player. He suffered the horrible injury in the game, and they still beat us.
To who?
Yeah, to Ohio State.
No, who did it to him?
Mike Hall. Mike Hall Jr. Yes.
That's interesting.
That is wild.
I'd love to hear how that conversation goes. Mike probably owed a mistake.
Was Chase Young the one that injured Joe Burrow?
Was he?
I don't know. I'm probably wrong. I'm probably wrong on that.
I was about to say that. He owed him a mistake.
Yeah, I do know it was against the Washington football team.
I remember being in Seattle, and we was playing Carolina, and Earl got his leg broken by Cam. Earl was like going for a ball, and Cam was going for it too, and they ran into each other, and Cam broke his leg.
Mm.
And Earl said, "You owe me a steak."
I think that's a fine price to pay, you know, for a devastating injury like that. Everybody's got money right there. It's the least you can do. I'm pretty sure, like, look, this was all things aside, the rivalry aside, you are not in it to see guys go down like that. That's sick. Like, there's a competitive spirit to it where you want to beat those guys. Mm. You want to push them around. You want to be physical. You're not in it to see somebody have a debilitating injury that might affect the next season of their career. This was another one from Mike Hall on being teammates with Zach Zinner and how much that hurt to see him go down that way.
It's obviously the biggest rivalry of all sport, but I mean, just to see that out there, and we even prayed for him after, you know, when that happened. So, I mean, it was just real tragic to see that. I mean, he's a hell of a player, and, you know, my teammate now, my brother. But when you go out there against those guys, you want to play against the best. You don't want to go against, you know, no offense to anybody, but, you know, the second or third, you want to go against the top. I mean, and this game is all about competing.
Yeah, I get it. I understand what he's coming from there, but that's a nice way to say it. And I just noticed, looking over at you, that you are wearing a pair of your gold pants today.
I wear these every day.
Every single day you have those on?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have them on the outside of your shirt.
Yeah,
you hide them.
Yeah, I keep.
So I hardly ever know.
I'm not a flashy guy. So I
why
always,
are they, why
I
are
always
you,
keep my stuff tucked.
Pull them back out. Pull them back out. We got cameras in the studio. They can see. Those are beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Those are great. Which year are those?
Oh, this is 2013. That's the only pair I kept. The other ones I gave to my mom, my sister, and my grandmother.
That's beautiful. What a guy. What did you think about Jahad Carter, who transferred over from Syracuse? He was the top safety in the portal going into last year when the Buckeyes got him.
Yeah.
And he looked to be a nice little chip that Jim Knowles could implement into his system with, you know, more safeties than the typical defense. But you know, he was a good player, but he didn't really pop a ton, didn't flash brilliance out there for the Buckeyes. And now Jahad Carter is going into the transfer portal. He'll look for another spot.
Yeah, I think that's the right decision by him. I mean, here you were last year. I think you started off the season as a starter, and then, you know, stuff happened. And next thing you know, you're battling a freshman for that spot. And, you know, they just kind of ran out of those spots this year. You got Lathan at the post. Then after him, they're probably going to go with what's the freshman that was the freshman last year? He's a sophomore now.
You're not talking about Sonny.
No, not Sonny. The freshman. He was playing at safety last year as a freshman.
Malik Hartford.
Yeah. You got Malik, and that's
Caleb probably Downs, Malik Hartford, Lathan Ransom, of course. Jordan Hancock's got that nickel.
It's a crowded room.
Yeah.
It's a crowded room, and if you want to go to the NFL, you got to play. And I think he's got, 2 years left of eligibility? So, you know, he needs to go somewhere where he can be on the field, because ultimately he wants to play in the NFL, and that's not going to be here right now. So why wait? Move on and, you know, find you somewhere where you can actually play. It's sad that he kind of got lost in the shuffle there. You know, I don't know what was going on. I heard rumors about stuff that was going on in that room, but he kind of just got lost in the shuffle, and he's got to find a way to get back on that field.
Yeah, I mean, I still could see this guy being a top line backup for Ohio State. So there's always a depth concern when you lose somebody that's already spent a year in your system, and he's a veteran football player.
Yeah.
You know, with the time that he had spent in Syracuse's program, and he came in, he was only, I want to say, a 3-star recruit, but he built himself up there. He was a freshman All-American at Syracuse, and then by the time that he was leaving and looking to come here to Ohio State, he was, as I said, the top safety in the portal at the time. So he's a good player, and he could have been, you know, with Malik Hartford there. You look at those other safety spots, you've got, you know, Calvin Simpson-Hunt as another corner there. Jermaine Matthews Jr. is a corner. Lorenzo Styles could be that, you know, other nickelback when he slots in there. So you're going to have to fill that a little bit. You're going to have to get somebody else up to speed, but there's always guys coming.
Well, it's at the nickel spot, you got to think they probably want to keep that more corner-like. So you got, maybe that's the way to get Jermaine Matthews on the field. You know, if injuries is a part of this game, you got to have somebody as a backup. So maybe, I don't know if he's taking backup nickel reps or not, but Jermaine Matthews is a guy that I would look to get in there somehow. And if he can get in there at the nickel position, you want to get him on the field. You want to keep a guy like that satisfied, because if you don't, you might see him in the portal. So
maybe a Jaden Bonsu.
I'd be nice to
him. Gets into that spot right there. Okay, the guy who was subject of one of the most eye-popping headlines in the NIL era has popped back up. We tell you about it in the College Football Pulse next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
1, 2, 3.
Here at The Fan is always football o'clock. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. The Fan.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening. Buddy Wells. In the NFL, the Patriots have signed defensive tackle Christian Barmore to a four-year extension worth $92 million. The deal includes about $42 million in guaranteed money. The Chiefs have added two more years and $34 million to the end of Travis Kelce's contract. And the Cowboys are reuniting with Zeke Elliott on a one-year deal worth about $3 million. In baseball, after losing 2 of 3 in Arlington, the Reds continue the road trip tonight. They play the 1 of 3 in San Diego. Tonight's game gets started at 9:40. Nick Lodolo is on the mound. After dropping 2 of 3 in Atlanta over the weekend, the Guardians enjoy an off day today. They begin a 3-game set in Houston tomorrow night. NBA playoffs tonight, Boston's at Miami, OKC is at New Orleans, and LA is at Denver. Celts looking to go up 3-1, Thunder and Nuggets looking to win their series. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, Tampa Bay is at Florida, the Panthers lead there 2-1, and Dallas is at Vegas, the Golden Knights lead that series 2-1. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric? Call a carpenter.
Hour 2 of the Buckeye Show. Timmy and Tyvus, the Boatman back there. I gotta fill the listeners in on this because this is a high profile, you know, text exchange that's going on right here. We got Tyvus Powell from Evenings here going back and forth with one Bo Bishop from Bishop and Friends. He's mornings 9 to noon here. Hi, Bo. It's lovely. It's lovely that you're listening in, Bo. I hope you're having a pleasant evening. Probably taking the boys to a flag football practice or something like that. I don't know what sports they're in right now.
Bo is a funny guy.
He heard you say when I commented about your gold pants and how you always have them tucked inside your shirt, and yep, today you were just letting them hang. I didn't realize you wore them. And you said something about, I'm not really a flashy guy.
I'm not a flashy guy at all.
He took to that.
He said the 23 and the scarlet and gray was always flashy. I said, Bo, when you turn 30, you know, your mind changes. And his response is, the older he got, the more he's into being flashy. And I was explaining to him,
he's not running from that.
Yeah, Bo, he owns it.
Bo knows who he is. Yeah. He's always going to be one of the coolest looking dudes in the room. That's his personality.
I said, you know, when you're a legendary host, you're a bourbon connoisseur, you got the best jumper, yeah, you got the best jump shot in the state. Yeah, you can do these things.
Bo's got the best jump shot?
Bo got a wicked jumper.
Bo's sitting courtside, right?
Bo knows.
Bo's sitting courtside. I'm in the media seats. He comes up to say hello to me, you know?
Yeah.
That's the difference.
You should tell him. Next time you see him and it's a hoop around, challenge him to a shoot-off.
How am I doing at the Papa Shot, though?
Oh, you're great. You're like the best one here.
It's a different game.
It is a different game.
I mean, you can... it doesn't really work the same when you go back to real shooting and
all.
Then Papa Shot shooting. It's a different size ball. It's a different touch. It's a little bit different release.
You could get false confidence on the Papa Shot out there.
Yeah. Yeah. If you just stick to that Hoop Fever machine or whatever, the cheap one that we have, it's like the old fashioned Papa Shot that's been broken and rebuilt 5 times. Electronics don't even work on that thing.
They should get a new one.
If only somebody had an NFL career and has like 5 jobs.
Bobby Carpenter.
Yes, that's exactly who I was talking about. Bobby C. Come on. Let's get a Hoop Fever machine. We don't need one of these cheap things. We need the real deal, like what we have in the arcade. And they theme them depending on what city you're in. Like, you can get the Cleveland Cavaliers Hoop Fever machine.
I wonder how much
that.
You know what? I'm going to look that up while Bodie tells us what's going on in college football.
All right. Well, that was good. That was good high-profile texting with Bo and Tyvus Powell. It's good to hear it. Boatman, we got this old headline from a guy that this story... We loved coming back to the story because it just never made any sense to us. But he's back. He's back,
yes.
Baby.
Arguably the most high-profile NIL story to involve a recruit to this point was, and kind of still is, Jaden Rashada. He was a very, very highly rated quarterback in the class of 2023. Was set to go to Florida before his $13 million deal with the Gators fell through. He wound up at Arizona State last season as a true freshman. Had just an okay season there. Only played a few games. Okay stats. He jumped into the portal, and now he's heading to the Georgia Bulldogs. So, likely going to sit for a year behind...
Carson Beck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he'll technically like redshirt, or maybe he'll be just the number two there, but maybe a chance to just kind of reset things, sit and learn for a year, and then try to compete for the job next season.
$13 million of name, image, and likeness funds from the Gator Collective. Yeah, right. I mean, that was one of those first examples, Tyvus, of how really ridiculous all of this is. And what has to be done, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how much money. We just heard a number on how much money Ohio State had. Was it $34 million between coaches and players? And most of that is with the coaches, because I think Ryan Day's got almost $10 million of that. You're talking about $13 million, and I'm sure that was going to be over the course of his career, if that was going to be 3 years or longer at Florida. But as you saw, like, that didn't really amount to much of anything. It was just numbers that went out there into the media, and it turned out to not be anything.
If these kids is getting $13 million, I would actually be kind of jealous. I would be.
Me too.
There's no way that they getting 13 M's as a freshman that ain't never played.
It was basically a senior, technically.
Like, come on now. No, yeah. I see why they backed out of that. They was like, this is getting a little ridiculous. And where did he end up going? Arizona State?
He's going to Georgia.
How was he at Arizona State?
He played in like just 3 games. Like, yeah, it was four touchdowns, three picks.
Oh, he wasn't the starter.
No, he wasn't the guy. He was a true freshman. He wasn't ready to go, and that's again.
And now he's going to Georgia?
Yeah, so he's got some upside. Clearly, he's got some upside, and Kirby Smart, you know, wants to kick the tires on this, and possibly we could be seeing him. Look, it's someone was going to offer him that kind of money. There was talent, right? There's a frame. There was a future for this guy. It just goes to show you, if somebody were to do that and you're willing to go that far, those are the types of programs where I would almost relish in seeing. You wouldn't fail. Want it for the kid, but you would almost want it for the system for that to fail, because you want to be able to go out and actually earn it. And I guess in a roundabout way, you could say, well, he did it in high school football and he was a highly touted recruit, but it's a different game, right? And you want the players to have their cake and eat it too. But it also, you want it to be reasonable so every team can actually get involved with this and have a chance to pay their guys something that is fair, something that's deserved, which is something you can do once you get into the system and actually play. You're a good player. Then you can look into signing what I hope to think of one day as like that 2-year contract, you know, for where you can get guys that are in the portal that have already proven what they can do in college football or college hoops, and you can sign them to a 2-year deal so you don't have to worry about this 1-year madness anymore.
I doubt that.
That's my vision.
That's not going to happen.
You don't think?
No.
You don't think we'll ever get to a contract base with this?
You know, maybe.
I really do.
Maybe when the schools start to be able to pay, maybe that's...
Yeah, and you don't think it's going to go to that? I guess it's the schools or a fund that is created.
I'm pretty sure.
By way,
I think it'll happen by end of the decade. Honestly,
whatever. Yeah. Just not straight up name, image, and likeness. It's just donor-based fund,
and the players are employees.
They can actually get paid out through that, through grants or donor funds or whatever, athletic department funds,
like TV deals and stuff too,
and TV
right?
and TV revenue.
That's the one right there.
Puts into a pot.
That's the one. I mean, that's
where most pro athletes probably make their money, right? If I'm not mistaken,
endorsements
From TV deals, like
league revenue sharing, TV deals, TV contracts.
I would guess that's the biggest.
Before Kevin Warren left, that's the biggest source of income for all the sports leagues. Wasn't he the one talking about trying to get them? He wanted to see them.
That might have been something that old Warren was talking about. So, but look, the way that I also looked at this is you're having this expansion of the college football playoff, right? So you're going to have an extra round there. You're going to ask these guys to play in another game, which I do think is great because I think it helps sort out a lot of these issues that the sport has. I've hated the way this has gone. And then I can see people like going their ways now where, we want to keep, and Bodie, you've been kind of one of those guys too. You want to keep the regular season sacred, but I hate seeing a postseason fall into complete BS. And I hate seeing once proud bowl games mean nothing. So I think adding more games in the postseason that mean more is great, but you're also asking those guys to play more. So why wouldn't you share some of the revenue with the players with that added extra?
Hey, if they want to make the players play in bowl games, they should. The winner should
seems
get,
fair.
The winner well, should get some money.
Yeah, that's what it would take.
There's a winner's share and then a loser's share for participating.
And even then, your highest of high NFL draft prospects are not going to play. No. Yeah, because there's still too much money.
But the competitive nature of the game would be there because you got a bunch of underclassmen that will say, well, I'm coming back, so let me go out there and do it. You know?
All right, let's. What else we got, Bodie?
This is the play.
We are getting close to the break here, so we'll do a little bit of a quicker one, save that second story for tomorrow. A fun update to the AAU Sports College Football video game coming out this summer. This year's version will feature multiple current athletes across multiple positions, too, in the power conferences. So sorry to any of the Group of Five schools and whatnot. I'm sticking to the Power Four conferences. I kind of like this myself. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that.
So you say multiple cover athletes.
Current college football players.
Do we have some names?
No names yet.
Okay.
We should, I imagine, find that out next few weeks, give or take. They're supposed to do a full-on reveal this next month in May.
Okay.
So
is this going to be set for a July release?
Yeah, probably mid-July. I would guess second or third week of July.
Are you buying it?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. No, I think I'll make myself wait until Christmas.
Yeah, my
birthday. Remember how much that sucked? When you didn't get your football, did that ever happen to you guys?
I was pretty spoiled.
Your parents were like, "Oh, we're going to get a few for Christmas." The season's going to be over.
Yeah, I was spoiled.
I don't want it then.
I got it release day.
Good for you.
Yeah. I kind of liked when there was just one athlete, but I'm cool with multiple too. It's just a cover athlete. It's not a huge deal, obviously, but that's kind of
get
cool.
Him in the game. That's all. And yeah. 85-90% of the athletes last we checked opted in for this, right? And people made a big deal. Only $600 and a free game.
The only one that's been
high profile.
You're
not doing any work.
Exactly. You're literally doing nothing. It's still pretty cool, right?
It's cool,
you're a college football player in a video game.
You're getting paid, getting the free game, and you get exposure.
95% of these guys wouldn't get that otherwise, right? Forget the Quinn Ewers of the world. Most of those guys aren't on that status, and they still get to be in the game.
I get it. It's also a welcome to getting screwed in business. Because you're not making the game. We're just asking if you want to be in it, and you're going to get screwed at every turn. When you get to the NFL, you're going to have all these negotiations. I'm getting screwed. You owners have how much? Roger Goodell makes how much? Well, this is life in the NFL. We're going to make this, and you're going to make that.
Yep. I sure hope that they're doing weekly updates on overalls, because that would be, if I was in college, that'd be my motivation. If I was say I was 75, I would try to get that thing to 85 before the end of the season. I want you to raise my overall.
Oh, man. They probably.
Madden does
There's
that,
probably
I
only
Madden
so
does
much.
It, yeah. Yeah. It'd be interesting if they go with that, too.
They should. It'd be very motivating.
What would Tyvus's been going into his last season?
Oh, my last season,
83, maybe
something like that. Yeah. And I'd have been like, I'm gonna get this.
But
thing
then after
to a
like
90
the Alabama game, yeah.
My,
it would have been like, look at this guy. This guy's Ed Reed.
My hands would have been like.
But then he tried 90. To. But then he tried to return a pick six.
IQ.
Yeah.
The awareness.
Bring it down just a little bit.
Interception number goes up a little bit. Football hands, IQ awareness.
Awareness.
Kind of down to 62.
Not significantly.
We got to take that. They would take me and play and be like, oh, well, I just use her everything and long as he could catch the ball.
You, whenever we would play, my roommate would just say, user, to let me know that he made the interception and not the computer. All right. CJ Stroud proves again what a deep knowledge of the workings of the game he possesses. We'll show it to you next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
A lot has changed in 30 years, but we're still that old shoe that feels worn in and well-loved. And well, we smell a little, but whew, you've accepted that. The Fan.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Sometimes you just need a little time for you, or better yet, you and a pizza. Like a delicious Donato's Cauliflower Crust Pizza. A golden, crispy crust loaded with your choice of toppings. Or get any Donato's Signature Pizza on cauliflower crust, like chicken spinach mozzarella. Create your perfect cauliflower crust escape today and get $3 off any order of $15 or more using promo code PIZZA. Order now at Donato's.com.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours, and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Octopuses do not see in color.
How do they know what color to transform into if they can't see the color?
Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on the Fan. Scarlett and Gray 24/7.
Or however long the show is tonight.
You're listening to the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Timmy and Tyvus got a lovely little Monday going on here on the show. By the way, we are brought to you by our good friends at CareSource and by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit SchottensteinRoofing.com. And because our 10 TV friends are back there in the office with us, sometimes they're not doing too much when they've already written their sports casts and they're just sort of ready to go and they want to talk to somebody, we invite them in. Dom Tiberi from 10 TV.
I haven't written anything yet. It's a slow day. I may lead
with Tyvis Powell, something just about Tyvis. That may be my lead tonight.
Tyvis Powell co-hosts the Buckeye Show tonight.
Do you know he was the MVP of the national title game?
That guy.
The biggest news about me today is that the world knows that I'm not a flashy guy.
No, you're not.
See?
Who's flashier, Bo Bishop or Tyvis Powell?
Now, Bo.
What, is this even a contest?
I love Bo, but Bo, you would never know that guy was from the Ponderosa out there in Montana.
Bo came out of the womb wearing sunglasses. I'm convinced. He wasn't fit for Montana life. Yeah.
I remember the greatest trip we ever had was when Ohio State with Sully made it to the Final Four. Mm-hmm. We started in Pittsburgh. And Bo was like, you know, living big, taking us out and whatever and showing us all.
Yeah.
I didn't know Pittsburgh was so cool. Bo showed us cool places in Pittsburgh.
Of course Bo knows.
Then we went to Boston.
Bo knows, baby.
And Scooney Penn was with us the whole time. And Scooney knows Boston. We're living big. And then we went to New Orleans. And I'm going to tell you what, some of the greatest eating we ever did.
Seafood?
Cajun in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And then in Boston, it was clam chowder. And then we went to the North End. You know the North End in Boston?
No.
It's Italian.
I don't know it either, Dom. I haven't done any Bostoning.
It's
yet.
The Italian section.
The only time I went to close to Boston is when we played the Patriots, and I ended up getting the New England clam chowder. It was fabulous.
Oh, it's great.
And I got a lobster roll. It was unbelievable.
Oh God. Give me all of them. Give me all of them, man.
But the North End, it's the Italian section. It's amazing. It's like I was so disappointed the last time I was in New York City with Bo. We were there for the NCAA basketball tournament, and I wanted to go to Little Italy. And we went to Little Italy, and the first thing I wanted to see was the Ravenite Club.
Mm-hmm.
That's where John Gotti, who
mobster.
He was just a gentleman that was in some business. Anyways,
right, yeah.
The Ravenite Club is now a dress store. And then we went down Mulberry Street, which is right in the heart of Italian Little Italy. And
you felt home.
No, they weren't even Italian people. They were pretending they were Italian.
So you were
this upset. Guy was like Russian. Bo goes, I told the guy, I said, you're not Italian. And he was like, oh, yes, I am. I said, no, you're not.
What's your last name?
Yeah. And he had on his coat that was like a bear. It was like a bear. And Bo's like watching me argue with this guy. And I'm going, you're not Italian.
So what'd you do?
I just didn't go into his restaurant. I mean, if I'm going
you went somewhere
there,
else, huh?
Well, yeah. If I'm going to eat Italian
food, authentic.
I'm like,
you found authentic Italian food there.
Well, yeah, not at that place, but another one.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to eat Italian food,
maybe there were some Italians somewhere else in the restaurant. Maybe he was just, you know, running the place.
Well, I don't think so.
I got an important question. When you went and did this trip with Bo, did you wear a suit?
He's always wearing a suit.
That's what I'm saying. I've never seen.
How many pairs of blue jeans do you own?
Me?
Yeah.
Blue jeans, like 4 or 5.
4 or 5. Yeah. And Timmy, you're like me. You don't own. I own one pair. No, I take it back. I got a second pair. I bought a pair of Carhartt because I thought that might be cool.
Yeah, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Dom Tabari wearing Carhartt.
I just thought it'd be cool.
It doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean?
Nothing wrong with it, but he's not fixing cars. Wait a minute, do you not know
that's like, my kids told me that's like a hep thing.
I know, when did we
I'm
decide?
I'm trying to be hep.
When did we decide that Carhartt and Stanley mugs were going to take over the world? When did this happen?
I don't write the music, I just play
just
in the band, baby.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't
play
know.
The hits, right?
It's
just a guy trying to fit in this world.
So I bought a pair of Carhartts. I got those, but my idea of casual is golf shorts or golf pants. Like, I have golf pants on.
All right, we'll get
and
back.
And I wear a sport coat.
All right. We'll get back into the pants.
All right.
Who among us doesn't love a great material on their new pair of pants?
Absolutely.
I am one in the same. So, C.J. Stroud, who we have just grown so fond of, if we didn't love him at Ohio State, but what he did in his rookie season with the Houston Texans, and just how much of a pro he proved to be. And not just the way he threw the football, but just an overall pro. He was on one of these draft podcasts. I saw a lot of guys, a lot of these were happening around these podcast platforms, and CJ was on one of them, Bleacher Report's
NFL Draft Live show. It was on YouTube and whatnot. And he did this kind of in a nice way, but he just made a great point about the Chicago Bears situation and them taking Caleb Williams number one overall. And he said, I don't want to throw any shade at the Bears front office, but you always have the butt coming in there. Why couldn't they do that for Justin? To me, that makes no sense. They couldn't do this in years prior. No quarterback in NFL history has made three coordinators and two head coaches work. That makes no sense. They're giving Caleb Williams the shot to figure it out with structure and stability, which I love for him. But that's just confusing to me that they wouldn't do that for Justin. I just think that's such a well-rounded out thought and point that he's making. That whole thing was a quote. He brings a fact. He says something that a lot of us might have been thinking and were wondering. And he's going to have Rome Odunze. They bring in Keenan Allen, and he's still got DJ Moore. And we don't know for sure that with all that, that Justin Fields would turn out to be a superstar quarterback. But it kind of would have been nice to see them figure it out for him a little bit more, like CJ's saying.
Absolutely. And CJ Stroud, I'm a huge fan of that kid. And he is wise beyond his years. And it blows my mind that some folks on Twitter would trash that kid, that he wasn't, you know, and Tyvett made me crazy. They would say, oh, he's not very tough. He doesn't run. He doesn't do. And no offense, they didn't want him running. No offense, he ran when they got robbed by Georgia. That kid is a class act, and he's absolutely right. I think Justin Fields got a bad deal in Chicago. I mean, I don't know what the heck. I mean, they're wasting the owner's money up there with some of the nonsense they did, Tyve.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
I mean, he's not wrong at all. I mean, the thing that yes, he got more weapons now. Caleb got all those guys that you said. But the number one thing that the one problem that I had with the Bears organization when Justin was there is that they never gave him the offensive line that
No. He
gave. When Justin came on the scene and he became a hot commodity in Chicago, it wasn't because he was throwing the ball. It was because of all the plays he made with his legs.
Running for his life.
Exactly. So my thought was, how do you know if he's good or not? Because I've watched Justin when he's had a clean pocket, he's made some incredible throws. I mean, you just take last year against the Browns, he almost won the game on a Hail Mary that a guy just kind of dropped. So he actually did some incredible things. He has all the talent to stand in there, but he never had the offensive line. He didn't trust his offensive line. So I think that was the biggest thing. And they still, to me, haven't addressed that issue all the way.
How many lookout blocks did that guy get? I mean, it was ridiculous. He was running for his life.
Yeah.
And I, honest to God, I don't understand. You know, in the National Football League, the quarterback is it. You got to go out of your way to protect your quarterback.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
I mean, I see what they've done to Joe Burrow down in Cincinnati.
You got
to
do what you can do.
Yeah.
And you got to do it now, too,
yes.
While the guy's young and healthy.
Yes.
Will you stay there?
Where do you want me to go?
He'll stay there. Dom Tiberi of 10TV is with us. And another thing, too. Tyvus said, he said this last week, that it would be better to go undrafted than go in the seventh round. So that happened for several Buckeyes. We'll take a look at their situations. And Dom will tell us his favorite pant material. That's coming up. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
No hot takes, no dancing, plenty of stupid. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donatos, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Just counting down the days to March Madness. Back to the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus, well, it is April 29th. We got a ways to go before March Madness. Tell you what, though, that Buckeye men's basketball team and Jake Diebler, they got to get some more guys. They got to get them loaded in here.
We need some shooting.
Yeah, we need some shooting. Got to finish out the team in that transfer portal right now.
Welcome to the transfer portal.
It's the era.
I don't understand some of that. I understand it, but I don't understand it.
I understand nothing.
Well, I mean, I don't know why some guys decide to leave. I don't know what's going on. I don't want to know. Maybe I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know either. It's Dom Tabari from 10TV, guys, in the studio with us.
The world. How come Timmy Hall and I can't get in the NIL world? Can't someone pay me to?
I can. You can't.
I think
with the TV.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the way you guys do it over there.
I used to be very anti-transfer portal, except for quarterbacks. I understood quarterbacks, but the young guys, I never understood it. But now when you're like in it and you're around it, like everybody got different reasons. You know, sometimes, you know, it's money related. Sometimes it's always, majority of the time, it's about playing time. And if they don't feel like they're going to get a lot of playing time or they're going to get lost in the shuffle, they're going to leave. Or it could be the school told them, you know, hop in the portal.
You know,
so it's a lot of different things.
I love you, but it's not sustainable. This model, it is not sustainable. They got to figure it out. That's all I'll say. I love you.
I agree with that statement.
Yes.
I wonder about it. And look, the thing that I keep coming back to, Dom, is this is the bed that we made, and we got to sleep in it.
Well, you know I blame?
The powers.
NCAA. The NCAA messed this up 8 ways to Sunday.
Oh, I don't think individual athletic departments are immune to that. I don't. Like individual institutions. It's the NCAA, but it's... Everybody that's
NCAA was driving the train.
Everybody that has allowed themselves to get really, really rich off of these sports, they're all part of this right now. Coaches that are making, you know,
I don't blame the kids.
8-figure salaries to coach an amateur game.
When coaches are making $10 million. Coordinators are making approaching $3 million.
Yes, I don't blame the kids. It's not an amateur game anymore.
No.
If that's the kind of money that's being thrown around. You look at the dollar signs on what the NCAA tournament revenue is, what the college football playoff revenue is, what the TV contracts are. That's why you get the transfer portal.
You know what this is like? It's
that's
like
why you get NIL.
It's like when you ask Jack Nicklaus, Jack, you played with Persimmon Woods. What would you have done in your prime with Titanium Woods? Tyvus, what would you have been worth, the MVP? You know what I'm saying? Is there
any talking about NIL?
Yeah, is there any bitterness for you that you missed the train?
I'd have got like $25,000. That's about it.
Get out of here.
I was just Jag. I was a Jag.
What about your son?
Jag.
What would your son, Cardell,
do? Oh, he would have been swimming in it.
Your son.
He would have been swimming in it.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have told him. Hey,
when he came back? Are you kidding me?
I would have told him, listen, you and I live together, but you making so much money. You could pay my half of the rent. You could just pay the rent.
All right, Tyvus, I want to ask you. So we have 4 Buckeyes that pretty much right after things were done, they got their UDA, undrafted free agent, deals signed. So you're looking at Xavier Johnson, who we're a big fan of for obvious reasons. The Blocko guy, former walk-on, could just do everything. And we actually think he's got a good shot because of his versatility and what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the Buffalo Bills. Steel Chambers, he signs with the Detroit Lions. Moving on, you've got Matthew Jones, offensive lineman, signs with the Miami Dolphins. And safety Josh Proctor, he is going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Any of those particular team speak to you, you know, based on what position the Buckeye plays for fit there?
Yeah, I think Xavier Johnson going to the Bills is a good spot. Obviously, they drafted, you know, a receiver in Keon Coleman. So he's going to be solidified. But then they got Curtis Samuel. But the thing is, there is no bona fide solid receivers there anymore. You know, they lost Diggs. And they lost the guy. What's the other one that went to Jacksonville? I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Gabe Davis.
Gabe Davis.
So Gabriel Brothers.
Yeah. So they lost those two number one and number two wide receiver. So those spots is up for grabs. And Xavier Johnson brings that versatility where he can play inside, outside, and he can even play running back. And I think when you got a guy like Josh Allen, the best thing to do is surround him with weapons. You know, maybe forget about the positions, just weapons. And I think Xavier Johnson, the fact that he can do all of those things and play all of those positions, he's a bona fide weapon. He creates mismatches. That's the thing about the NFL. They want to find somebody that can create a mismatch. And Xavier Johnson does that. You know, if you put him at running back and now a linebacker has to check him, that's like stealing.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that the fact that he does those gives him a really good opportunity to make the Buffalo Bills roster.
Now, he mentioned a guy there. I've got something for all of us, and for you specifically, Dom, because when you talk about finding a deal, and he's always so excited to tell me what he purchased from Marshalls the day before. And he's like, Tim, look at this golf pant here. It's stretchy. It's got spandex, nylon, poly, and it was only $20. He has a lot in common with new Bills receiver Keon Coleman. I don't know if you guys saw this weekend, but he was entertaining the masses in his press conference on the coat that he was wearing, and he was telling all the local media about that coat.
Masses, what you mean? they be on sale on the rack, all the colors. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little, I'll take you there personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one.
And so he wasn't done. He talked about how it's seasonal shopping, where you got to find the right deal.
I shop like my mom. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and it be cheaper. Because you go at Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying?
Keon Coleman, my guy, great receiver, knows how to find the deal. Look, seasonal shopping, Dom.
Look, my favorite place in every store I go to is the clearance section. I love the clearance section.
You better.
And sometimes, and I got to watch this, one day they were looking at me like I was crazy, because sometimes they don't have a dressing room, some of these places you go to.
Yeah.
And I wanted to try
right there in front of everybody.
Well, no, you don't. I had a pair of shorts on and I put the pants over and I said, if it fits over the shorts,
then it'll fit.
But people are looking at me, what is this idiot doing?
You know? But well, it's like, I got to know.
Yeah, but I mean,
this is the final sale.
If you don't have a place, it's like clearance and whatever.
Keon Coleman is a lot better than me because
I mean, Macy's is still kind of nice.
I'll
be honest with you.
My wavelength. Yeah. See, what he don't realize what he don't realize is all he got to do is go to his equipment guy and say, y'all got any extra coats back there?
It's not about that.
You can get it for free. That's where I was. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I could get something for free.
It's the respect, Tyvus. It's the respect that he knows, but that he's got a system and he's been perfecting that.
He gonna really elevate his system when he find out the stuff.
Well, he's not a millionaire.
They're handing out Nike and whatever.
Tim.
He's looking at Ralph Lauren and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Come on, he ain't handing out Ralph Lauren. Some of the designer brands for a deal.
I'm gonna let y'all two know something. You don't stay rich by spending the money.
Well,
exactly. That's why he's shopping in a smart way. That's why it's funny about it.
Come to speak of it, I see you in a lot of t-shirts.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying. You're very frugal.
You know I haven't bought.
I haven't bought a shirt. Did you pay for any of what you got on? I used to say Timmy Hall was
Funny
the freeloader. Did you pay for anything you have on, or did you get that over at the Woody?
The poorest host at the station. And I've got everything for free.
I think we got a new guy. Look at this.
A lot of stuff, Dom, I've had for a very long time.
But you didn't pay for it.
I may have back then.
Oh, come on.
I may have.
You did not pay for that shirt.
Is Homage hooking you up? They used to hook Beanie Wells up all the time. They'd have him come to the warehouse. They'd say, like, you know, you get 600 shirts today, whatever you can fit in this giant duffel bag.
I've only gotten like 2 or 3 shirts free from Homage.
Yeah. I got a couple through Beanie Wells.
Yeah.
When is the last time you actually went into a store, not with your wife because she made you, when is the last time you went to like a clothing store and bought something?
Well, I don't do my shopping like that. I would shop online.
Oh, excuse me.
And it's been a while. I haven't bought.
So you buy all your clothes from Amazon?
No, I like go to like Nike.com or something like that. I haven't bought myself anything clothing-wise in a very long time.
Because you got all this stuff that you.
No, because I'm a simple guy. A simple guy.
He's frugal.
what's wrong with that?
Nothing. He just said you can't keep your money if you spend it.
That's a smart way to look at it. Right?
You can't keep your money if you spend it.
You can't stay rich. You won't stay rich if you spend the money.
Are you rich?
No.
Can I get a loan?
How much?
How much can you float me? And what kind of points are we looking at? And how do you collect?
I'd like some money, Dom.
Yeah.
Could you help me out?
Yeah, me?
Yeah.
You see,
I'm not a one percenter. Look at this guy.
Dom, I'm working every day this week, so.
Yeah, but everywhere you go, you get paid.
What are you saying?
What do you think I'm getting paid to be? You don't want to get paid to be on the Tim Hall show?
Well, we figure you may as well do something. You're sitting at your desk.
Yeah. They don't even give me a cup of coffee to be on the Tim Hall show.
Dom to Barry, 10 TV.
I love Tim Haldo.
Hey, thanks so much for
coming
in. You
like Timmy, though, right?
Whatever you want to say, Dom. Dommy.
Yeah, you call me Dom. That's what my work wife, Aunt Yolanda, calls me.
Hey, we'll see you soon, all right?
All right, guys, love you.
We got to go. All right, yesterday proved to be a really good one for at least one future Buckeye. We'll give you that as we look at some hashtags next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's extremelimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Hi, here are some ways to listen to The Fan.
You can download The Fan app
or listen at home on your smart speaker
or open up the iHeartRadio app
or hold your head out the window and hear Common Man scream.
Happy listening
from the dopes at The Fan.
Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by The Waterworks. Trust the pros at The Waterworks for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs. Visit thewaterworks.com today to get started.
All right, fun show. Fun show here on a Monday. Looking at some taggy type of things. I gotta say, man, this one is kind of visual. You'll want to go follow Jeremy Birmingham if you want to stay up in the if you want to be in the know on all things Buckeye football recruiting. You'd be following Berm anyway. He's just at Berm, and Bill Kerlick as well, because he's the dean of Buckeye football recruiting. So this was both of them kind of tweeting together. Bill Kerlick put it out there, and then I saw Berm had it, and a bunch of other guys that were covering this camp on Sunday had it. But it's just one rep, you know. I want you to lean over here, Tyvus, if you're seeing this one for the first time. This is Justin Hill. The Buckeyes are after him, right? As Tyvus's eyes widen as he's watching this rep. And so Justin Hill is a linebacker edge rusher.
That boy got to get his pads down.
And he's going up against a Notre Dame commit, a current Notre Dame offensive line commit. And this is as good of a rep as you will see in just one pass rush drill. He takes this offensive lineman who is moving into position to pass block, and he just puts both of his hands right on his chest in perfect position, perfect form, and just obliterates this guy. Puts him flat on his back, sends him flying. And the thing that Berm liked about it is he said the best part of this is that Justin didn't just get up clapping and are making a show, but instead he helped Owen up like the class act that he is. I'm with you, Berm. We don't see enough of that.
I hate that part.
You hate that he helped him up?
Yep.
See, you go. There is Tyvus.
I would have flexed on him.
Mm-hmm.
Growled at him.
Yep.
Got to let him know.
We are.
That offensive tackle.
Berm, he's not with us.
Nope. That'd be half the problem right now. That's what I hear a lot of the time.
You're out of your mind.
That's half the problem.
You're out of your mind.
Nice. Too nice. This is
what's nice about him.
Wait, you just planted
him like a cheap flower.
So let me tell you this.
He had to pick his body up out of the black beads and the artificial grass.
Because I have another story I need to tell you. So we played.
Yes.
Remember we played Clemson in the Orange Bowl?
I try to forget.
I do too, but I was there. It was my first start at safety, so I remember it. And what happened was I laid this huge hit on Taj Boyd. I'm talking about Tim. Laid him out.
Taj Boyd, the quarterback for Clemson.
Laid him out.
Okay.
Crowd win. Ooh, it was one of them. And I messed up. After I laid him out, I helped him up. Until this day, I wish I didn't.
It had nothing to do with anything.
I wish I didn't.
Why?
Because I needed
him. What's in your psyche?
I needed him to feel.
That makes that matter at all.
It's demoralizing. Because what I should have did was I should have, the Tyvus today, I would have extended a hand, and when he went for it, I would have moved.
See, I would think it would be even better and prove that you were an even better level of athlete if you didn't have to do whatever that mind game that you say it does.
It ain't a mind game. It's demoralizing.
No, I would think you could make a great case that by helping the guy up almost is going like with a little Stockholm syndrome type of thing. Like you fall in love with your captor type of deal.
Mm-mm.
Fall in love with the one that kidnapped you.
Do you know that?
You know that. You just destroyed this guy.
My point exactly.
And then you're going to like, hey, come on up, buddy, because I'm a nice guy.
No.
And then you just go back and beat him again. And like, oh, well, this guy's a nice guy. Maybe I don't want to beat him so bad.
They say that 80% of this game is mental.
That's what I'm playing the mental side with you right now.
You need to let him know. Like,
no, I'm saying this bleeds into the mental side. As well.
First of all, that tackle need to get
in. Sometimes the trash talk will just piss somebody off
so much that
they'll want to murder you.
That's the point.
That's why you got
point is
you would have gotten your butts kicked even harder, possibly,
Tim,
if you did that.
The point is you want to make them so angry. You want them to be as mad as they could get. And when you meet them and lay them back out again, they know that they can't mess with you.
I don't know if any of this matters.
At that point, Tim, once you dominate them when they are that mad, they know that you're just flat out better than them and there's nothing that they can do. That's what you want. That's the point of trash talking.
Are you going to teach your kids to trash talk in youth sports? Please don't.
Why would I do that?
Because you're for it. And I'm okay with it at a certain level. I heard Joe Burrow gave a comment about that too. They're professionals and they say we put a lot of work into this. I liked kind of the way he put it. So we put a lot of hard energy and work into this. And sometimes we like to show it. That's where I am with trash talk.
What I would tell my daughters is, first of all, if you're not putting in the work, you can't say nothing. Now you doing all the extra stuff and you really grinding. And you want to show some passion, then yeah, you can say a couple of things. That's just being passionate about the game.
I guess it just depends on where we go.
But if you ain't putting in no work, you better not say nothing to nobody.
No. By the way, today, if you missed any of today's wonderful, fun show, it's available anywhere you get your audio. As soon as it's done, 5 minutes or so here, 10 minutes, just search up the Buckeye Show on any of the major platforms, bloop, and it's right there for you. And Dom Tiberi was in here in the 7 o'clock hour from 10 TV. He was out there doing a whole lot of nothing, waiting for his sports cast coming up later tonight. And Tim May was on at 6:33 as well. So it was a good, fun show. Tyvus, enjoyed it, man. Let's do it again at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, man. And Bode, man, I will see you there. You know what's coming up next, Bodie? You ready for this? Are you ready? Little thing called Amber and Ian. Have a good night on The Fan.
An ex-jock and a very puffy, smooth-faced man. These are the first voices you should hear. Morning Juice.
Your wake-up service.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
The Fan.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.